My top animal communication tips. Hi, it's Tricia here from Equine Energetics. Would you like to be an animal communicator? Do you wish you could hear what your horse was trying to tell you and that he could better understand what you're trying to tell him? Do you think you can't? Well, there are some fairly simple things you can do to improve the connection between the two of you and the likelihood of actual animal communication. You can try these things out just by sitting somewhere near your horse. Get comfortable, have your feet flat on the floor or ground, and your eyes closed. Make sure that you're not going to be disturbed by anyone or your phone. So the first tip is, don't wait for an emergency. If your horse has colic or you're in the middle of a traumatic experience, now is not the time to try these things out. When there's a personal connection with the animal, history, love and attachment, you've got far too much emotionally invested to get clear answers. Instead, practice when things are pretty good and there's no urgency. The second tip is to remove emotion from the equation. Before you start, aim to set aside all emotion. You need to come at this from a calm, balanced, non-judgmental place. Then number three, empty your mind. Easier said than done, right? Make sure that your head is as clear as possible. If you do find your thoughts wandering, like what's for tea tonight or did I turn off the stove this morning, take a deep breath and focus only on the in and out of your breathing. Number four is to ground yourself. Your breathing will bring you into the present moment and into your body. Start to notice how your feet feel on the ground underneath you. Let yourself get heavier and more grounded. Number five is to think positive. Clear away any expectations, doubts, or any negative talk. Just be open and curious to whatever comes up. The sixth tip is to ask one question. Now you've got yourself comfortable, you probably want to ask your horse a billion questions, but I'd recommend giving this some thought in advance so you know what you're going to ask. You don't want to bombard him with a million questions that he can't decipher. So think about what you really want to know. It's also beneficial to phrase your question so that it has a yes-no answer. If it's an open-ended question and you're a beginner to this, it's usually much harder to get a clear answer. Number seven, think pink. If it feels like nothing is happening or that you're not getting any information or response from him, just think pink. Visualize surrounding yourself with a bubble of pink light. It's a bit like not approaching a dog that you know is scared of you. Sit in your pink bubble and you'll be seen as non-threatening and a loving presence. And then who knows, you might get more than you expected. Number eight is to practice. The more you practice, the better you'll get, and the more you'll start to understand and trust the information that you're getting. Stay consistent with how you're grounding yourself and what question you're asking. If you do something different every time, it'll be pretty hard for you to determine why it's not working. If you'd like more animal communication tips, grab my free ebook, The Insider's Guide to Animal Communication. And if you're worried about your horse or pet and need an outside perspective on what's going on, book a session with me. Till next time, keep connecting with your animals.